University of Cincinnati professor Cynthia Crane has recently completed a study of a little-known aspect of the Holocaust, the plight of the Mischlings. These were the children of marriages between Christians and Jews. She's written a book called Divided Lives on the mixed families who found themselves in a uniquely dangerous position in Nazi Germany. Professor Crane told me recently that some of these family survivors were left with a unique sense of guilt.
I think there's a lot of what I guess we call survivor guilt, or psychologists might call survival guilt, because those who survived the camps, although the people that I interviewed were from mixed marriages, so I wanted to make that clear, that they were from Jewish Christian marriages, so that they had the Aryan side of their family, which was often pro-Hitler and for the war and were doing fine and thriving, very German. Then you had the other side who was Jewish, considered Jewish, and they were, you know, fighting for their lives. Often, you know, a child, the people that I interviewed saw a parent deported, a grandparent, some committed suicide because they knew where they were going to be deported. So they were caught in this very tough situation in the middle. And I think in their case, they just had difficulty post-war trying to be German again after they'd been considered Jewish for 12 years.
Do you feel like you have a different view of human behavior having done this research and heard these stories now? And just do you look at your neighbors differently now?
Not necessarily. I think for me personally, it was a real transformation because I found out about my own history. It wasn't until I went to Germany and I walked into the state house there that I saw a picture of my great-grandfather, who was a senator of Hamburg way back when, and it hit me. You know, here's a whole other half of me that was basically buried in silence for all my years that I was growing up, because what I did understand is the silence and the paranoia better, that, you know, it's over and done with. We came to the United States. We have no more connection to Germany, and we want to start over. And a lot of immigrants, period, feel that way. And they kind of break off ties. So I understood the pain that my family went through and that they didn't want to go there again.
The questions that you had to ask the women you were interviewing must have been so difficult. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, just dredged up so many things that may have been undisturbed. How did you begin to gain their cooperation?
Trust was a big issue. And the fact that I was American, I think, helped a lot, and that my family had been driven out of Germany. So they felt already an affinity. Okay, she's a daughter of a Mischling. She's a daughter of a half-breed, of a man who was from a Jewish Christian background. That didn't always make guarantee that I would get to talk to the person, but they at least would consider, you know, talking to me or seeing me or giving an interview. It took about 6 or 7 months to find people. I had to make connections to community leaders. I had to really dig around. There was a lot of uncertainty. Oftentimes they would say in the letter, I'm going to call you on this day at this time. I'm going to let the phone ring 3 times. I'll hang up and I'll call you right back. Now, I understood all this later. I didn't understand it all at the beginning. I kind of had an idea, well, they must be very scared. But I really realized after the interviews how very paranoid some of them were and frightened. I mean, it stayed with them.
A lot of the people that you talked to were, you know, considered themselves ethnically Jewish, but certainly didn't practice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the religion and the culture just wasn't really a part of their life. And they mm-hmm. found themselves caught in the middle of this thing that was happening to Jews all over the country, whether they practiced or not.
Mm-hmm.
Did you run across any people who came out of the experience with an enhanced sense of their Jewish identity?
Yes, I did. It was very mixed. Going in, most of these people, the majority that I interviewed, were baptized and Christian. And one of their parents was considered Jewish, as you said, maybe their ethnicity, their culture. They were somehow connected still, but for the most part assimilated. And so most of them were Christian. But after this persecution, after the 12 years, a lot of the people either left their faith entirely, which also happened to camp survivors. I don't believe in a God anymore. Some of them really took a radical shift and did embrace Judaism, and they didn't necessarily convert, but they became voracious readers, you know, of being Jewish, and really, really adopted that religion for themselves. Some had kind of lost their faith and then were born again Christian. So it was all over the map. But those who did not have any connection to their Jewish roots, some of them became very connected.
Professor Crane, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today.
And thank you very much for having me.
Professor Cynthia Crane of the University of Cincinnati. There's more information about her book at www.dividedlives.com.